Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, everyone. This is Stars Cast, and I have with me tonight Stars Caitlin Clare and Stars Maya. We may have a third and a fourth reader come on, but we're not sure as of yet, so we're just going to roll with what we've got, and tonight it's going to be predictions for 2014. So, Stars Maya, are you there to get things started?
Happy New Year.
Okay, there you go, Stars Maya, you're on.
Okay. Hi, everyone, it's Stars Maya, and I want to start out by wishing everyone has a wonderful New Year, and I'm excited to share with you the predictions that my guides, if you've listened to the show before, or perhaps you've been a client of mine, then you know that my guides usually give me mostly it's visions, images, words. And so all the information you're going to receive from me personally tonight is what my guides have shared with me about the coming year, a variety of topics. So I'm excited to share some good things, a little bit of gossip about some of the high-profile people. And please keep in mind that none of this is anything personal about any wishes or desires on my end. This is unbiased. This is information that I receive. My beliefs are in the Christian God, so I believe that my guides get their information somehow work that way. And so I'm just going to go over, I feel like there's going to be a lot of change. I do feel that January and this next year for most of us, although we're going to be making a lot of changes, I think overall we have a lot to look forward to. There's going to be a positive flow, and that's going to be universally, and it's also going to be for each of us individually in our lives. It will take, a lot of us have struggled during the month of December, and we're going to cross that bridge, so to speak, into the new year. And I really feel that new year is going to start pretty quickly. In other words, I feel like a lot of changes and shifts are going to come fast-paced. So with that, I'd like to, before I go into some of my specific, which I am going to share some very specific predictions that my guides have shared with me, I'd like to turn it over to our amazing astrology psychic, Miss Caitlin Clare. Yay! Clap, 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 clap. Caitlin, are you there? Stars Caitlin? Hello?
Hello?
Caitlin, are you there?
That's weird.
No, she must have dropped. She did this last week. I think she dropped this last. So just carry on, and I'm sure she'll come back. Not to worry.
Okay, well, just let me know when she's back. Okay.
I will. Okay.
Okay, well, sorry, listeners, we had a little technical problem there. Okay, so I'm going to like to start with is the weather. My guides have continued to show me, now this has been true the last 2 months, and they are showing me that we are going to continue to see over the next year, and I have a couple specific months, so some people may even want to take notes. You can always come back and say, oh, you were wrong, or oh, you were right. The couple months, January is going to be a very challenging month weather-wise. And what I'm shown is this, like, roller coaster, like if you look at a graph and it just goes all the way to the top and drops all the way to the bottom, it signifies drastic changes. So I feel that the parts of let's start with the U.S., that's where I'm from, so I generally mostly see or I'm given information regarding the U.S. So the top of the U.S. where they generally do have a lot of cold and snow, that's going to continue. But intermixed in that is going to be some very different weather. We're going to see a lot of record-breaking this year. And I'm given January, and I'm given March, and I'm given July as being very significant. July, and then for the let me retrace my steps a little bit. In January or over the winter months, but for whatever reason, specifically January, the Mid-South, which I'm in Arkansas, and I live in what we call Northwest Arkansas, so it borders Oklahoma. We have Oklahoma to the west, and we have Missouri to the north, and so we're kind of like a tri-state area. Our area it usually gets a fairly mild, but what I'm being shown is like a track, a storm track that's going to come through, and I feel like it's going to be, I'm getting a 3, so I think that area, like Oklahoma, Missouri, even Texas, although they may get a lot of rain, so there may be some flooding, and into even the Carolinas and even Georgia, I feel like there's going to be a possibility of an issue with freezing. Georgia, Florida, that could affect maybe planting, wouldn't be harvesting, so it would be more planting and fields, crops. And in Florida, I know they grow things year-round. So the weather patterns are something to really watch. I feel a huge swing from extremes where, and I felt this before, where, you know, it'll go from being arctic cold.
Hello? Am I back on?
Oh, is that Stars Caitlin?
Yeah. I went to say Happy New Year to everybody, and it booted me.
Okay, well, I said, here, I was turning it over to you. Okay, so we do have, this is Stars Maya, and Stars Caitlin is back with us. And so I was just going ahead and getting into some details, waiting for you to come back. So go ahead, take it away, Stars Caitlin.
Okay, I'll make this quick because I really have a lot to cover. As far as predictions, I don't have any really juicy gossip because that's not the sort of predictions that I do. With astrology, this affects things globally and, you know, humanity as a whole. And boy, are we in for a roller coaster ride this year, and we're already ramping up for it. But as far as the new year kind of starting out with a lot of energy, literally on New Year's Day, we have this beautiful super new moon in Capricorn, which is really kind of a flag before, you know, some of the turmoil that I see, you know, coming up, you know, in the spring. We have some huge, really never, hardly ever seen, very, very rare astrological events going on, and they pack a punch, folks, a big one. But, you know, we also have some really great stuff happening, too, to get us over, you know, the coming storm, so to speak. But anyway, starting out the year on this, you know, special new moon, and we get two of them this month, and we get five supermoons all year. So we have, like, all these great opportunities to go through a period of renewal and, you know, becoming more spiritual and focusing more on spiritual aspects, because unfortunately in 2013, our greed has really kind of set the stage for what's going to happen in 2014, and I'll, you know, go through the nitty-gritty of that later. But we're going to learn a lot of lessons, and sometimes, you know, kids just got to learn the hard way, and a lot of it's going to be that. But anyway, I'm going to turn it back over to Maya. I believe she was discussing various weather conditions, which I also see happening astrologically. But anyway, back to you, Maya.
Okay, thank you, Stars Caitlin. And when I used the word gossip, I may have used it a little bit out of context. I just did get a little bit of information. It's not something I generally do either, but just some things that I think would be of interest. So back to the weather. Yeah, the weather is something we really want to watch this year. And July, I mentioned January specifically, March, and even into April, and then again July. Now, that's what I've been shown so far. That's not to say that... Were you going to say something, Caitlin?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That's not to say that later on, but that's just, you know, what I've been shown. But I feel like July, I do have some concerns that we are going to see something, and I feel that it's going to be within the U.S. borders, and I feel that it's going to be something similar to what we saw with Hurricane Sandy. So I get a little bit of an uncomfortable feeling around July. Before that, I just think that the weather patterns, erratic was the word that I was looking for, are going to be extremely erratic. And so those that are in the south, or like for myself, kind of we consider ourselves central or mid-south, we already had one really big storm, and I feel like we're going to have, I keep getting threes, so I feel like a lot of these storms are going to come in threes. However, they seem so erratic, and by that, I mean, we may have 3 inches of, like for us, 3 or 4 inches of snow, the whole town shuts down. I know it's ridiculous. I grew up in Chicago, and I just look out there, and I'm like, really, people, seriously? But for us, so things like that, for areas that aren't accustomed to it, in areas like Colorado or Utah or Wyoming that, you know, 12 inches of snow, you know, you might take a peek out and 3 feet of snow, you're like, oh, we got a little snow today. Those areas are going to get boom, boom, boom. But there's also going to be something in the midst of that pattern of three. So keep that pattern of three because I see that continuing. So we might get a snowstorm 1 week, have a week of kind of calmness, and then have, you know, like a thunderstorm, or I still get wind. I feel like the wind is connected a lot to our spiritual selves, winds of change. You know, the wind is used as a word to often reflect, like Stars Caitlin said. I totally support and agree on her theory that we are moving, we are being moved into, you know, a spiritual awakening. And unfortunately, it's just like if we're all in a bus together, we all are going to travel to that destination. So even though some of us have moved out of the greed and have let go of this material, you know, materialistic value system, and we've embraced a higher belief system, we are still going to see the consequences because that's just the way the world works. You know, we may not see them, they may not hit us specifically quite as hard, but we're still going to see the effects. And the only other thing I'll mention quickly before moving on, and again, this is nothing personal, and I'm going to be careful in how I word this, but I feel it's important to know that there is going to be in politically, and this is pretty high up, I have been shown this for quite a while, there is going to be a very big disturbance, and I'm shown that there is going to be a major change. Time frame-wise, I'm not getting a solid time frame, but I feel absolutely in 2014, and I'm going to go with probably the first 6 months. And, you know, I love speaking with Caitlin. I love that she has the astrological view. Of course, she's psychic as well, of course. But since I don't do the astrology, it's always so informative to me, and I love that when she has something different or when she can, you know, validate some of the things astrologically that I'm just shown. It's kind of like, as I've explained before, it's like watching this panoramic movie, and then, you know, the blanks are filled in as we go. So with that, I'm going to go ahead because I'm curious if she sees this political this is a pretty significant change that I'm seeing, and I'm just curious if that's coming. Okay, over to Stars, Caitlin. Caitlin, what do you have to say about that?
Okay, I have one question for you. Since I'm an astrologer and you're more of a classical psychic, what does the number 13 mean to you? Because it means an awful lot to me and about what I'm about to say.
Okay. I have to say that the way that numbers work with me, I've not found anyone else that does their numerology. So to me, 13, I don't recognize that. I break that to a 13 to me means a 4.
Okay, so that's a little bit different.
It is different.
It is a different form of numerology because 13 degrees in an astrology chart, especially when we have what is called a grand cardinal cross.
Okay.
It means that these planets, and they are the most violent planets, are all in a cross. They're all in opposition. Two are in opposition, the other two in opposition, and it's all four of them make up a big old nasty square.
Okay.
And a grand cardinal cross. Every single planet involved in this phenomenon is at 13 degrees. That's very, very, very odd. That they're all in cardinal signs, even weirder. The fact that three of them are slow movers, Jupiter, Uranus, and Pluto, they don't move as fast as, like, the Moon and Mercury and Mars, but Mars, Pluto, Uranus, Jupiter. Mars rules war. Uranus rules upheaval. Pluto is just energy, pure force, sometimes uncontrollable force. And Jupiter expands. This is the storm. It is what astrologically I would call the perfect storm. And with that comes the weather, and it's going to come with a very bloody, bloody wartime. And I'm not saying that to scare anyone, but I'm not going to lie. We do have stuff that is going to come later that is going to counterbalance because there is always balance in the universe, and I believe that. However, this is very karmic. This all is very karmic, and we're going to see things like we're going to see another tsunami. It's already started the cycle. The earthquakes have already started, and it's going to affect it. There's going to be probably a volcano going up somewhere. We're going to experience coming, this all comes to a head on April 23rd, but we're already ramping up for it because the planets are starting to align and start not playing so nice in the sandbox with one another. But it's ramping up for a time of great political upheaval. Ongoing wars are going to escalate, and there is going to be upheaval and revolution. Unfortunately, this revolution isn't going to be a positive, peaceful one. It's going to be nasty. The people will want to be heard, and not just in our country, in other countries as well. Nostradamus also had a few things to say about four great leaders, basically great world leaders getting in a grand fight during this time, and it wouldn't surprise me in the least with this perfect storm happening. However, later on we do get what's going to be a generational healing trine. It's a trine of the same strength and magnitude of this nasty, you know, grand cross and this big old nasty square. But we need to watch out for things like upheaval. We're going to see disease, something flu-like, that's going to, you know, make people very, very sick. And ultimately, we're going to see a lot of destruction of self because it needs to be rebuilt. We were broken. Now we're going to be broken down and rebuilt better. So it does get better. But that's what I see. And there's going to be all kinds of earthquakes, you know, happening. California is, you know, one location that in 2014 there will probably be a pretty nice little shaker. I've lived here my whole life, so a big earthquake is something that, you know, destroys San Francisco, you know, or Northridge, and I went through both of those. Political unrest, to say the least. Worldwide, it's very messy.
Okay. And this is Stars Maya, and I'm just conversing back. And it's interesting, Stars Caitlin, that you use the word perfect storm, because I have done some writing on my predictions, and I actually used that word. And I used it not just in the context of meaning weather, but I used it not, again, I know nothing of astrology other than, you know, I'm a Sagittarius and my planet is Jupiter. That's about pretty much all I know. but that this, what I was shown from my guides, is coming together. And it's funny that you mentioned earthquake, because I was going to say that, and for whatever reason, I was told to hold back, and maybe that's because you needed to, it was something you needed to bring up. But I do feel that, and I wanted to touch on, because you mentioned tsunami. Now, I felt that more towards July, and I was wondering if you got a date, because I did see, if you heard me, I'm not sure if you were able to hear me, I mentioned that there was going to be a very huge, and I water definitely, it was, this is a water-related weather incident, and I felt that it was going to be similar, but possibly even more significant than Hurricane Sandy. And that's how it came across to me. And I felt it was going to be in the U.S., though. So what do you, astrologically, what can you tell me? Do you see it being somewhere different?
No, this is going to happen. This is going to happen either in July or August. And, yes, it is going to be nasty, because we have a really nasty aspect. Mars is going to oppose the South Node, and it's basically Mother Nature fighting back against all the abuse. And it's going to wreak havoc on the East Coast. And also some parts of Europe may also be affected by a similar, you know, weather system.
Okay.
But I'm definitely, you know, going to go, you know, East Coast, maybe even down as far as Florida and the southern states. It's going to be huge, and it's not going to be very nice. But, yeah, there's definitely, you know, astrological aspects to that. But, you know, we've also got, you know, Uranus means unpredictability. And whenever we have Uranus and Mars in any kind of bad aspect to each other, that's pretty much a guaranteed natural disaster. It means unpredicted, out-of-the-left-field war that just came out of nowhere, and that's usually a natural disaster. So when I see things like that, I think earthquake, and then I can see, well, is it affecting a water sign? And the moon and the moon's nodes are tied to the ocean. So when I see that aspect, the negative aspect between Mars and one of the moon's nodes, and we've got this huge honking, you know, cross and square going on, and you know, these are slow moving planets, so we're going to be affected by all these energies all at the same time, even though other planets will, you know, move in and out of aspect to kind of, you know, add something new to the mix. Yeah, I definitely see at that time a tsunami definitely could happen. All the, you know, elements astrologically are ripe for it.
Okay, right, because that, you know, I'm not sure, but I could see that it would be something that, if it's not a tsunami, if they don't technically call it that, it is going to be, you know, on the level, and I feel more extreme. Again, this is Stars Maya. It's just, for right now, it's just Stars Maya and Stars Caitlin. So for your listeners, we're just kind of going back and forth. So I definitely could see it being a tsunami. And I'm not familiar with one occurring. Pretty much they've been hurricanes that have occurred, that have come on land. I don't believe in our country. I know in other countries, of course, but I'm not familiar with that occurring. Are you?
We had a small one here in Santa Cruz a few years back.
Did you? Okay.
It was technically a tsunami. And what I think was going to cause it is a series of earthquakes that happened on Christmas and in the Canary Islands. There was a 5-point-something magnitude earthquake and then another one within 2 days of each other. And since they have volcanoes down that way, all of these natural things getting upset are kind of creating conditions for some kind of storm like that it could happen. I mean, here in Santa Cruz, we're very peaceful. We generally don't get, we get weather, but, you know, nothing like, you know, some parts of Japan or, you know, even, you know, like a Hurricane Katrina situation. That just doesn't happen. Well, yeah, it took out our dock.
Okay, right. Well, I mean, again, this is Stars Maya, and I lived in California for many, many years, but I lived in the high desert, and I also lived in Northern California. And so I was used to, you know, it was commonplace to have small earthquakes. I was never present for anything that was, you know, house damaging. I mean, you know, not at least not in my area, but we definitely felt pretty good sized earthquakes. So you're seeing, you feel like there's going to be some major earthquakes there on the West Coast.
Yeah, I do. I don't know if it will be as major as, like I said, Northridge and San Francisco, which unfortunately I just, you know, I've been in every major earthquake in California since 1972. So I just have a talent for it, being in the right place in the right time. So I understand. I have seen firsthand what an earthquake can do. It destroys cities. I don't know if it'll be on that scale, but it'll be nasty. A lot of people will lose their homes. It'll be scary. But, you know, if you do live in California and you've lived here as long as I have and as Maya has, you adapt. And that's kind of like the theme of 2014. The trick to getting through all this is going to have to be our adaptability. These things are going to happen. Natural things are going to happen. We have to respect nature enough to go, okay, I'm going to adapt instead of try and fight it.
True. This is Stars Maya, and I agree that the universal lesson now, coming from a Christian belief, I feel that it's, like the spiritual lesson is definitely very spiritual, to bring us to a higher state of being, to take us away from our greed, like you said. And this is a way of doing it, because as we see people, and some of us, of course, are going to experience the loss of material possessions or homes, or we're going to be so close to all these different things that we are going to come to a higher realization of what's important. And so I do agree that while this is going to be a difficult year with a lot of changes, and I think it's going to start with a bang, I do feel that the lesson is a worthy lesson. And you mentioned it's kind of a breakdown, or we're broke down and we're going to get fixed, and we're going to have a healing period. And I wanted to let you know that I do, I mean, not that you maybe care, but just for our listeners, that I do agree with you that the aftermath of all this that we're seeing is going to be almost a whole new world, and one that is very enriched spiritually. For example, I'm Christian. So for Christian people, we're going to see it our way, but for everyone, it's not really a religious movement, it's a spiritual movement, and it's very much needed, and it's going to ground us, and it's going to bring us closer to our core and what we're here for, to take care of each other and to take care of this beautiful planet that we've been given, that we have neglected, and we have done so, and snubbed our noses, so to speak. And I know you're a big defender, Stars Caitlin, of brotherhood, and I agree with you. And we're both, of course, defenders of animals and that. So the aftermath, you know, even though we are talking about some, you might say, some negative or you know, we don't want anyone to be afraid, but just know that these are changes that they, at this point, it has to come. It has to occur for us to get to the point where we need to be. And when we are, a lot of what has occurred will not be as important as, you know. So don't look around your house and say, oh, great, so I'm going to lose everything. No, not really. You're going to gain everything.
I agree.
What do you think about
that? Hope nobody's, scared, but, predictions are predictions. And, I agree that, this is happening for a greater good. And that doesn't mean that, everybody in the world is going to lose their house. And, that's not going to be it at all. But, it's not just, a tsunami or an earthquake, but, we're looking at political climates and, things that are going to have to change, and they need to escalate before they can finally end. And we're entering into the period of escalation, and then we're going to realize that, what was it worth it? killing all those people, was it worth it? Was war worth it? And we're going to come together and realize that we must assist each other to heal.
Yes, yes, I would agree that I get that message. And I wanted to ask you, since we're kind of on the subject, because I've gotten a lot of information specifically, like I said, I generally get, and I ask for information regarding the U.S. Occasionally, I will get other countries if it seems important. But I've gotten a lot of information lately about Israel, which to me is a holy land. And I wanted to question you on that, Stars, Caitlin, if that comes up astrologically for you, if you see anything, any change or any significance with Israel in 2014.
Israel, from what I see, is in a cycle until about 2020. I think that a lot more needs to happen, but I think that by 2020 we'll see almost like a completely brand new city. Everything is going to be different. It's going to be a place of peace.
Okay. Okay. I see changes. Spiritual.
It's already in the cycle. The cycle's already happening.
Yes, I would agree with that. I feel that it's going to be spiritually raised a little bit higher and perhaps renowned a little bit more as being a spiritual and a holy land, and that I think that ties into some of the political and some of the, you know, we get spoon-fed this media, and we have to be careful. I don't want to get too political. But, you know, you can't believe everything, you know, like the old joke, well, I Googled it, so it must be true. Well, folks, no, not always. And that's why you can always go to starpsychics.com and speak with myself, with Stars Caitlin, or any of the many talented readers that we have. So, okay, so weather and I have a couple things that I just thought were fun and that I would throw in. So we'll just lighten the mood for just a minute, and then, of course, you're welcome to go back, Stars Caitlin, to what, because you said some interesting things, too. And like you said, this is a huge subject. There's a lot to talk about. But some fun things that I am going to throw out there is Bigfoot. My guides have always told me that this creature is a real creature, and that they are finally going to make enough discovery and enough proof that they are going to find this creature. And I'm not shown that this Bigfoot, it's not a mythological creature. It's not any kind of it's not a threat to us. We're a threat to that species. And I don't feel that it is in any way related to human beings. I feel that it's some type of a missing link. That's what my guides are showing me. But for those people that do follow with some of these mysterious creatures, there's also going to be several discoveries of creatures, which if you've been watching the news, which I do watch that, they have been discovering a lot of really bizarre creatures lately. But Bigfoot sticks out, and then there's another one, and I feel that this is sea or water-related creature that has been seen before, and there's been a lot of speculation about, but again, there's no proof, and I feel like proof is going to come forward, but definitely Bigfoot. So I don't know, Stars Caitlin, if your astrology charts show anything about Bigfoot, but
I live about 15 miles away from the Bigfoot Museum.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I have to chuckle. We all know about Bigfoot up here. We're good. We like Bigfoot.
Okay, so but, what's your...
Astrologically, no, I can't say that I necessarily seen anything. You know, now that you ask me, if you, you know, give me a day, I could probably dig something up. I will find a chart on Bigfoot somewhere. But I do agree that, you know, in the science world and biology world, that we have been finding these new species of creatures, and we're going to continue to do so. And as we're moving astrologically into what I like to call the generational healing trine, which will start in October. Sorry it's so late in the year, guys, but the stars, you know, they do what they want. They never listen to me. But it's going to be a time of great innovation, and we're going to see things like cures for illnesses that have driven us nuts.
Yes.
And we're going to see advances in biology. And overall, we're going to not only be able to heal illness, we're going to heal our families, and we're going to heal each other. And this is going to go on through all through the end of the year and probably moving into, 2015. But it's going to be a really beautiful time. Things are going to be a lot easier because we just went through all this upheaval and, you know, we've been challenged. But if we hang in there, we get to experience the benefit of it, and, you know, we may find a cure for AIDS. Now, don't quote me on this because I couldn't find the specific disease. So that's kind of tricky to do with the planets, but it's going to be something major like that.
Okay, I have some, my guides actually did give me some specifics on disease, and I agree with Stars Caitlin. This is Stars Maya speaking. And my guides were very open, and I am a medical intuitive, so I'm very interested in the medical world, and they are showing me several breakthroughs. And I did not get anything about AIDS. That's not to say that it's not happening. It just wasn't something that I was shown. You know, we're each shown different things. But what my guides showed me were a couple things. They told me that cancer is going to be, they're going to find, in addition to the poisonous and toxic things that are in our the air we breathe and the foods we consume, and, I mean, it's just ridiculous if you really start to study how they grow, the GMO and all that stuff. Anyways, they told me that it's like, and this is probably going to be towards the end, I'm going to say, because this is going to take them a while to finalize and work through patents, but they're going to find some type of actual gene marker for cancer. So it's funny that Stars Caitlin had mentioned new advancements in technology medically, and that was something that I was shown. A machine which I don't really have the terminology for it. I'm not I have a doctorate degree, but I'm not a physician by any means. So I don't really know what it is, but I know that it's going to be something that, because they're going to find this marker, they're going to be able now to let people know where they stand as far as cancer being a gene. And I feel that it ties in with, Stars Caitlin mentioned, our DNA and our ability to heal our emotional DNA, our memories, our generations, our patterns, our lineage. And I raised dogs. I almost said pedigrees, but we know that people don't have pedigrees, just dogs. But I make that mistake a lot, and I say, you know, well, my pedigree, and then I'm like, no, I don't, I'm sorry, excuse me, that's dog talk. But I do feel that there is going to be a major breakthrough, almost to the point where it will be, I almost want to say that for many cancers, it's going to be a cure, because once they can identify people that are at risk for this cancer gene or this set of genes, because it's probably, from what I'm being shown, I get a lot of threes in 2014. And it's interesting that you mentioned 13. I'm not sure if that is related at all, Stars Caitlin, but I know that I'm consistently been given threes with a lot of what I'm seeing in 2013. So definitely I was shown that cancer is going to be a front runner. And there's going to be a whole new way of a screening process so that people will be screened before they would ever know, where before they would wait until they actually developed the disease. Now we're going to have a pre-screening process. Also, for people that are familiar with Lyme disease, there's a conspiracy, and although it's going to take a little while for this to occur, Lyme is going to be, it's working, it's already in progress, as Stars Caitlin, you mentioned, many of these things are, and I do support that as well. But Lyme disease is going to be completely recognized, and there's going to be a major breakthrough, and there's going to be a lot of government, there's been a lot of government hiding, a lot of government cover-up, which I see all over in many, many areas, and I'm sure that's what you were referring to earlier, or at least partly. And for people that have been suffering, if you know anyone that has been suffering with Lyme disease or has been diagnosed, they are going to be able to receive full benefits. And I'm seeing something like a class action lawsuit. There is going to be retribution, I guess is the word that I'm looking for. Not only are they going to be physically and emotionally put back together, but they're going to be redeemed psychologically and financially, because for many people in many areas, Lyme disease is just completely denied. And I have a very personal stake with Lyme and Plum Island and all that. So anything that you want to add on that, Stars Caitlin?
Yeah, I had a friend who died from Lyme disease, so I know all about it. And it is a horrible way to go. And, yes, there's all kinds of scandal and cover-ups. Thing is that they're all going to be brought to the surface. We live in an age where we have whistleblowers, and the people don't want to be kept in the dark and lied to anymore. And that is going to be part of this great upheaval that happens in this country politically, and it's not going to be pretty. The people are going to be angry, and rightly so. However, bloodshed, never a good thing. Violence, no. But, you know, this is what we do. We're humans, too. You know, not everybody is a Buddhist monk who can just, you know, oh, I choose the nonviolent way to go. That's not most of the world, unfortunately.
Right. We're not.
But we will be moving in towards the era of peace. And there's also, I see, you know, with this grand fire trine, and fire lights a fire under our behinds, and we get stuff done. So we're going to get this good stuff done. There are going to be people in leadership positions that you know, really, really, you know, push us, you know, towards these goals, and everybody's going to feel much better once we're done with the, you know, Grand Cross. It's interesting, too, that the number 13 also stands for genius. As much as it may stand for upheaval and disease and power through selfishness and destruction of self and all this bad stuff, the positive side of 13 is indeed genius. And we're going to find, you know, an invention and that just completely revolutionizes the way that people look after their kids. It's going to give mothers liberations that they've never had before, which is very cool.
Now, tell me, that's very interesting. Could you be a little more specific? Do you mean in the sense that medically, or do you mean that they're going to be able to work from home, or go a little further with that, Stars Caitlin?
Well, I mean, this is definitely, you know, going to be an invention and a discovery. I can't say, you know, specifically what exactly it is. Like, you know, your baby cries at 2 o'clock in the morning, and we have a robot go feed it so you can get some sleep. But I do, you know, see that, you know, this invention that's going to happen for these, you know, mothers is going to be invented by a mother. A woman is going to come up with this. I do see that. But, you know, it's just going to change how everybody kind of, like, looks at taking care of their kids. And it's going to be a healthier and better way instead of, you know, a lot of people have to work 2-3 jobs and worry about babysitters. And, you know, it's hard for them. And I think it's just going to make it easier for more, you know, quality time. More quality time is going to be, you know, be able to be spent. And if that's, you know, benefits for mothers in the workplace, perhaps that's something that it could be. It may not even be technically an invention, but that's, you know, I'm kind of, you know, picking up that, you know, this is more, you know, new mothers and kind of giving them a hand and, you know, really for both mother and baby getting the right start instead of stressing out of, oh, my God, I have to go back to my 3 jobs and, yeah, my, you know, child is, you know, still breastfeeding, you know, because there's a lot of pressure and a lot of women, you know, really don't get to take, you know, a year off to care for their kid after they give birth, which, you know, in an ideal world, yeah, that would be great, but that's just not reality in this country. So I think that the new moms are going to have something that, you know, helps them, you know, have a quality of life. The baby has a quality of life that really should, you know, be there, and those pressures are lifted, if that helps.
Yes, I appreciate that, Stars Caitlin. This is Stars Maya. And that makes sense to me because I just feel that there's going to be so much unrest, civil unrest and change, and there's going to be, to me, an overhaul of the current government system, which, again, this is, I'm not giving, I want to be very clear that I am not giving my personal opinion. I'm just giving what my guides have shown me and what I may have experienced. I mean, I am a person. I do live in this world. So what I'm shown is that the wheels of the government are actually working backwards. So they're pulling us back. And after this unrest and all these shifts and changes, and you mentioned whistleblowers, and I got that as well, there's going to be a revamping of the system. And so I feel like in a sense of social, like a social moire or our social community type of feeling is going to go back to something that was 1800s, 1900s. So that may tie in with what you're getting with the mother because that would make sense to me. The government and people in general are going to be working towards the greater good of all children as opposed to just kind of singling out and it's like every man for themselves or the government works at helping people, but perhaps not the machine, let's call it the machine, is not really successful because it's not working. What my guides are showing me is that it's keeping people that are in poverty, but the people that are struggling the hardest, which would be like a single mother that's working 3 jobs, is kind of left hung out to dry. So I do feel there's going to be a great many shifts with that. And so that kind of resonates with me, what you said. And I feel like even the school system, there's going to be some changes within our school systems. And some of these may, you know, begin and they may take till later in the year, but I still feel that a lot of things are going to happen quickly and there's going to be, you know, 3 just keeps coming up for me again and again. So a lot of what we see when something occurs, be prepared because I see it coming in 3. Now, I know that there was a lot of talk last year about this, you know, financial cliff and all this. Is there anything that you see regarding that or any?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
Okay, so.
Things are going to get worse before they get better. When these wars escalate and everybody is going nuts and the whistles are being blown and people are getting angry, our economy is going to take another hit. Despite popular belief, war is not necessarily good for the economy. I think we've proven that. As we've had many, many years now. Well, not many, many, but, it's been hard. It's been hard for the past, you know, I'd say close to 10 years now. And we're about to go through another cycle of it where the economy is going to take another hit. Now, it's not going to be quite as long-lasting. We will recover from it, but I do see a financial hit coming spring, come springtime by April.
Okay. And I see it, but I feel like it's going to be more affecting, how do I want to articulate this? I feel like, let's say that the average homeowner, where in the last 2 to 3 years, that person that, you know, was a victim, so to speak, of the economy, I feel like they're going to have a little bit of a safeguard, a little bubble around them, because I feel like it's going to be governments and corporations that are going to take the hit. That's not to say that we're all going to get through this without any sacrifices or feeling any pinches, but I do feel that there's a bubble around the individuals and that this is going to be more of a corporate slam, which it will trickle down. I do feel that that's true, that it's going to get worse before it gets better, but I feel that it's going to be so serving for us and so helpful that it will be well worth it, whereas prior ones really never accomplished. It was never mission accomplished, where this one, I get the mission accomplished.
Yeah, it's going to be about scandal again, you know, and while it will affect everyone on some level, I agree with you, it's really going to hit hardest on the corporate level, and, you know, Wall Street's going to take a bit of a hit, but, you know, I see, like, another, you know, major financial institution basically, you know, getting called out.
Right. I have to agree with you, Stars, Caitlin.
Because we're in an era right now, we're going through a period where people want justice for all,
mm-hmm.
and that includes the poor, the working
Absolutely.
Class, everybody. And the 1%, they're not going to be 1% so much anymore. Those
Absolutely.
Things are going to change. And unfortunately, it's going to have to come to, you know, violence, but... You know, that's how change happens a lot of the times in this world. You know, things happen unexpectedly and sometimes violently. You know, we came into this world crying and screaming.
I know
so,
that.
You know, it's human nature.
It is. And if you go back to biblical times, you will see, and a lot of people are surprised by this, and I know that not everyone follows this, and that's okay. But even in biblical times, if you ascribe to that, you will find that in order for these great changes, and we're talking about someone that people are seeing as the creator of all, there was fighting, and there unfortunately, you know, I would love, like you, Stars, Caitlin, I would consider myself a pacifist when it comes to the world in general. Not that I won't stand up for my brother or an animal, but in general, you know, I would like to do away with all wars. You know, I'm all down with the John Lennon song, you know, if, or imagine, you know. But, yeah, I do have to agree with you that it's just not, we've gone too far. We've overstepped, you know, as a people, and this is the thing. Sometimes those people that were just silent, they were just as guilty, and they caused this just as much. Sometimes by not speaking, by not protesting, by saying, well, you know, just as an example, my vote isn't going to count. Unfortunately, all that contributed to where we are now and what we're going to face. But again, if everyone just keeps in mind that this is all for the greater good of all, and I do mean all, and I'm sure Stars Caitlin does. We are coming, getting close. I mean, we can go over a few minutes, but I wanted to make sure, Stars Caitlin, that you get everything out. So is there anything important that you have not shared that you really want to share with us before we get to
the October 8th lunar eclipse? This happens right smack in the middle of this grand fire trine's energy as it's ramping up and it's getting to go. And fortunately, we've got Mercury retrograde during that time too. But sometimes it's not a bad thing. You know, we get money back during those times too. But anyway, it could be the great day of revelation when the world kind of wakes up and goes, wow, this really isn't working anymore. And we come together not just as Republicans or Democrats or Christians and Buddhists and Jewish people, that we really wake up as a people and realize that we're all related to one another as a world. We're really going to start to really get that world consciousness, which is a really beautiful thing. So there is a rainbow at the end of, you know, the nasty, you know, cross and square and all that, that the spiritual awakening, I mean, the power of this trine is just so enormous. And that, you know, it's happening between these planets that were previously part of this cross and the square, these very same planets. We're looking at Uranus, and we're looking at Pluto, and, you know, and we're looking at Jupiter, and we're looking at Mars. They're all going to become harmonious. Rarely happens. But it's the same, the power that we have to fight and rage and create negativity, to think that we're going to get what we want, we're going to wake up and use that same energy and do something positive and spiritual and see, because it's, you know, the chart for this particular time period, everybody's interconnected. There's room for everybody. We don't have all the planets on either one side all bundled up or the other. Everyone has their space, and it's just completely harmonious. It's actually really, really beautiful. So I'd just like to end it, you know, on that note, that, you know, after the storm comes the calm and a chance to rebuild and rebuild something really beautiful.
Yes, and I also see that as well, and I wanted to reiterate that I so totally agree with you, Stars Caitlin, that as we, the aftermath of this, when we come together, it's not going to be about religion. I mean, well, we may each find a piece of ourselves and our own belief. However, that won't be the focus. The focus will be the good, the greater good of all, and we will embrace each other just as humankind, and it won't matter, you know, like you said, if you're Buddhist, Wiccan, pagan, Christian, Jewish, if you're from Pakistan, or you're from the United States, or you're Canadian, or you're French, Russia. I mean, although, you know, again, I'm tightly knit with the U.S., and so my information does mainly come from there. This will trickle, and this will encompass a global, and, you know, I'm not sure on the timing. Globally, everything coming together so harmoniously, and I don't know if you have a timetable for that, but I do feel that. My guides do show me that that will occur, and all this threat of nuclear, although I cannot say in all truthfulness that that won't be something that could occur prior to the aftermath. I do feel that the aftermath, this will no longer be necessary. So, and I did have a couple, just a couple quick questions. We have just a couple minutes. Stars Caitlin, do you see anything involving extraterrestrial or anything, beings from another planet being at all involved in any form here in 2014 in a significant way, as opposed to just somebody, you know, a sighting in their backyard and they filmed it?
It's interesting you ask me that, because while I do believe in extraterrestrial stuff and aliens and all that, you know, it's my personal belief that we're not all that evolved and interesting as a species to really waste these folks' time. However, interestingly enough, you know, when I talk to other people, you know, who do, or, you know, great believers in that, they do believe that, not necessarily this year, but they believe ramping up, that by the year 2020, 2024, that that the aliens are going to do something with Jesus, and this, you know, era of peace is going to come about. So, yeah, there is some talk of that for people that subscribe to that, and, you know, I've seen stranger things happen, so I really don't discount anything. But in my personal belief system, yeah, I believe they're out there. No, I don't think, you know, they're going to be building a city down here anytime soon. Could it happen? Sure. There's the astrology to back it up. So, yeah, could happen.
Right, and I'm with you, so I'm going to add Stars Maya. I'm going to add my two cents. You know, I do believe that there is life on other planets. However, in this particular year and what Stars Caitlin and I, and it really does sound, Stars Caitlin, like we are pretty much on the same page. We just got our information in different ways, but we pretty much are resonating everything that we say for the most part. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
oh, absolutely.
Okay, and what I'm showing as far as anything extraterrestrial, the answer I get is we're on our own for this one. So that leads me to say that, I do believe that they exist, and I do believe a time will come when it will be a more open platform with something like that, but I'm not really showing that in 2014. I don't feel that that's going to be they're going to be a player here in all this. I feel like this is going to be for the people here on Earth. And I am going to mention, since I did start the show, and I did say that I was going to put a little gossip, and this is just a little celebrity news, so I'm going to go ahead and add a few things that my guide showed me. And take it however you want to take it. I'm told that a female star, and this is going to be, they feel, around the first quarter. This is a very well-known, almost a, idolized, so a very, very recognizable female star is going to be involved. I never predict death. It's not something that I feel that I have the capacity for. I feel like a creator, source, God, is the only one that can choose that moment. However, it does feel like it is in that direction, and there's going to be a lot of, and what I'm going to do is make a comparison here just for our listeners so that they can, so I don't sound mysterious, so that they can follow along. I feel like it's going to be similar to what occurred with Michael Jackson, Jacko, and that means, and I'm not saying that this person is going to die. I'm just saying that this event is going to be significant enough, and there's going to be such, it's really going to rock the world, the media world. I feel it's the music industry, I will say that, and I feel like there's going to be just a lot of questions, a lot of questions involved here. And so this is going to upset, because of the questions and because of, as this becomes investigated, regardless of whether it's a life or death situation or not, because there's going to be such a big investigation here, it's going to be, I'm showing a floodgate. And that always means that it's going to open up a lot of things that are going to be brought to light. And so with that, I feel like we're going to see some big changes and big shifts, especially in the music industry. And I'm also being shown that the way that a lot of this is kind of like going to be a like a floodgate again is what I get a floodgate for. A lot of how we've gotten so almost numb to, I think back, I just turned 55, and I think back to my grandmother's time and what you could watch on television and what, an R-rated movie was like versus now. Back then, And just to show everyone, if you can imagine this, my grandmother took me to see the movie The Exorcist, and I don't think she'd heard those words in her entire life during that movie. But since she was my grandma, she'd do anything for me, of course. So, and I was a teenager, and that was the big thing. I don't know, Stars, Caitlin, I think you're younger than me by quite a bit, so.
Nah, not that much.
Okay, so well, maybe that wasn't a big thing, but when I was a teenager. So anyways, yeah, I'm seeing a lot with the music industry. A lot's going to come out and a lot of changes, and I think that's good because if you go back to what Stars, Caitlin, and I both agreed on, you know, of course, the music industry and, you know, the acting, directing, I mean, I don't think we can mention that without thinking of greed. I mean, not that there's not some really good actors and beautiful, wonderful singers. I'm a lover of music and TV and movies and so on. But, yes, greed definitely has become, I feel that, you know, if you want to call it Hollywood or whatever, that industry has become so toxic. I don't know if you feel that at all, Stars, Caitlin.
Oh, yes. I worked in the Hollywood industry. I worked in the movie industry in post-production for 17 years. I can tell you it is the most soulless and corrupt industry out there. Not to say that the artists, there are some really beautiful, genuine artists
right,
that I've had the
right.
pleasure to meet and work with, and then there's the people that want the money. They're usually
true.
Two different kinds of people.
Yeah, I would agree, and I totally support that, and I'm not whatsoever, again, this is not any judgment on my end. You know, I have my own personal taste and preference, and there's just some beautiful, amazing, I just watched a movie, actually a couple movies with the same actor, and really, really admired his acting ability. And so there definitely are some good people, but I think that industry is going to be greatly affected by all this. So with that, I know that we're probably ready. This is Stars Maya, and I thank you so much for listening. And you know, again, I'd like to wish everyone a happy new year. We're going to be taking some calls, and God bless everyone. And just know that it's all going to be, you know, in the end, no matter what we go through, be prepared. The best way you can be prepared is just be spiritually open to what you're going to receive and know, you know, that there are some things we can change and there's some things we can't. And the best thing to do is to be open and to look not within but without and appreciate and take everything that you own and you have in your life. I shouldn't really say own, but more people, animals, all those people that you have, and have gratitude for that because that's the most beautiful that we can have. So with that, Stars, Caitlin, anything you want to say before you move on to take calls?
I'd just like to, you know, in advance wish everyone a happy new year. And remember, January 1st, super new moon, great time to get your ducks in a row, you know, and really get centered with yourself and enjoy your families and enjoy all the things that you love because it's such an opportunity for a really true fresh start. So I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, thank you. Great show, Stars, Caitlin. I just love being able to be here with you. I want you to know that. I really am honored to be able to talk back and forth with you on so many different subjects.
Oh, thank you. I think that, you know, it's interesting how we're able to validate each other, you know, through different means of, you know, divination. And I just have so much fun with it, and I have so much respect for what you do.
Thank you, and ditto. So with that, let's StarsCast, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here listening away, and we've got lots of callers tonight. And I want to say also in the chat room, oh, my gosh, I've never seen so many people in there, and I'm going to say thank you to them as well as the two of you. We have Stars Morningstar in there. We have Stars Reigns Loving Insight, Stars Judy Noah, Stars Psychic Priestess Candy in. We also had Stars Joshua for a while, but there's so many guests listening, And I'm just really thrilled. I have had goosebumps the whole show practically listening to the two of you. And it makes me feel really good because it shows me as an owner that I'm doing something really totally right. And I know I am. So let's start with our first caller because we have about nine of them right now waiting patiently. Stars Maya, your first one is going to be Kathleen. So let me connect you with her.
Hi.
Kathleen, you're live on the air with Stars Maya.
Hi, Stars Maya. Geez, I'm very nervous. I got called the first one. I never called into your show.
That's okay. You said your name was Kathleen. First, I want
yes.
to make sure I get that right. Kathleen,
yes.
take a deep breath. Don't be nervous.
Okay.
It's some calm energy. So what is your question for me this evening?
Well, you know, I've been divorced for 16 years, and I met a gentleman who is a widower. I'm 56, he's 49, and we met three times, and I really like this man, and I want to know if you see any future for us, and if not, you know, it's not the case. But I would like to know.
Sure, Kathleen. And
oh, his
know,
name is Joe. Last initial D.
Okay. And as you know, Kathleen, just so you don't think that I'm being rude, we do have to move through these quickly.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I know.
Okay, so anything in-depth that you want, please visit the site that starts with a Z. And starpsychics.com, and we have amazing readers. You know, to tell you the truth, what I'm getting with Joe is that I think this is a stepping stone for you, Kathleen, and I'm shown that you have a lot to look forward to next year, but specifically with Joe, I'm just feeling that he's not gonna move this forward, and therefore, because you're in your state of energy and state of being is one of wanting to move forward in life. You're just not going to be patient, and I don't really think that would behoove you anyways. Because I feel like it's not a question of does Joe like you or does he not like you. I just think that Joe is moving in a different direction, and. His long-term goals and desires are very different from yours. So as far as specifically, you may remain friends, and I feel like you may see him a few more times. But as far as that working out to being something like a life partner, my guys are saying that's not what is, you know, in 2014 for you, that there's some amazing things coming up, but Joe is not going to be one of those.
All right. I know you have other callers, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, and God bless you, Kathleen.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got some extra callers, and one extra caller, and I don't know if we'll be able to get to this last caller, but we will certainly try, and that gives you guys, you and Caitlin Clare, a hint that we must keep these really as short as possible. Are you ready, Caitlin?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't have to ma'am me. No, no.
Oh, I mean that as a term of respect.
Thank you. Well, I'll accept it then. I'll accept it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to give you, okay, we've got our next caller. Her name is Tonetta. Hold on. Tonetta, you're live on the air with Stars Caitlin Clare.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Tonetta.
Hello. I just would like to know, what do you see coming up in the very near future in the month of January? My mother lost her battle with cancer Sunday morning at 6:20. I was by her bedside. I took care of her for 6 months, and she had hospice the last 2 weeks. She had lung cancer, bone cancer, adrenal cancer, colon cancer, and then a large brain tumor at the end, and I have done everything for my mother and finished out everything I needed to do by the universe, by God, by my mom, by whoever. And I just want to know, you know, I want to be happy. I had 6 months worth of hard work here with Mom, and I just want to be happy and, you know, have a family and start a life.
I'm so sorry for your loss. I mean, it's like oftentimes Maya says seeing a movie moving in front of your eyes. I just felt all that and saw all that. I'm so sorry, honey. You really have had
a tough time.
But the first card I've pulled here for you is the Queen of Cups. That all these emotions, this emotional roller coaster, has made you such a stronger person, and this is how you're going to start your year off, and it's going to be very strong and very centered.
Yes.
You're coming through a rough period of rebirth, but ultimately you've got the Two of Cups, and this is the outcome, is harmony.
Your money.
So this is really an emotional journey for you. I'm seeing the opposition. I'm seeing, you know, even a little bit of family rivalry that might have cropped up its head during this journey.
Yes,
but ultimately, you have already come through this a stronger person. You are the stronger person. You just need to trust. Trust yourself. You've gone through the rebirth period. You've gone through, boy, the opposition, the rivalry. And, you know, I'm seeing a male figure here.
My dad. Because he threw her out of the house. He said, "You got cancer. You get out of here." So my parents were separated. They were married 40 years, and I took on the whole responsibility.
Yes, you did. And now January is your time for harmony and serenity, and your emotional well-being comes first, and you will have it. You will have
good.
It. No worries.
Wonderful.
I'm so glad that you're coming through the other side of this.
Yes, and
amazing to me.
Right, and I'm so happy because now Mom's in heaven. She's cured of all the 5 cancers. She can eat. She's happy. I mean, I'm happy for my mom.
She's very much around you still in spirit. She loves you very much.
Yes. And I know good things are going to come into my life. I really do.
Yeah, the harmony that you seek, ultimately, the being able to exhale, it's all yours.
Right. Okay, that's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for allowing me to read for you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, were you waiting for me?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Are you done with the reading? Are you done with the reading?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Tonetta.
Yes.
Okay, I had to go answer some calls. I'm sorry about that. I'm just so much in demand down here. I don't know what the deal is. it's kind of neat,
you're
actually.
You're a star, Natalie. You're a star, Natalie.
I guess. Everybody wants to talk to me. Okay. Stars Maya, are you ready for the next caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay, her name is Selena. Hold on. Hi, Selena. You're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Happy holidays. Basically, I just wanted to see what you possibly see for me January and February coming up.
Okay, and as you know, Selena, it's Selena, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, we have to keep that short. I feel like either something romantic, either new has started or new is going to start. So did you just meet someone or just get with someone?
I haven't met anyone, no.
Okay, well, you're going to. So that's the first thing that comes up that for whatever reason, my guides are going to pass that message along first, is that someone is very close. For some reason, I feel like this is someone that you've known before. Now, sometimes my guides will show me that, and it's a past life. So I'm just letting you know that so that you don't start thinking about, oh, gosh, you know, who do I know, and write them all down. But there's someone coming into your life very quickly. They're very, very close, and I'm assuming you're alone.
Yes.
But okay, I think I know who you're talking about. But okay, yes.
Okay, well, Selena, put on your happy pants because this is it for you. This is going to be great, and I am just so glad to have such great news for you. So this is what this is the big news. And, you know, a lot of other stuff, but as you know, we're limited to one question. So be sure to visit us at Star Psychics and get a full in-depth reading. And we can tell you, any of us, all of us are wonderful experts. We can tell you all the juicy stuff. But that's what I'm seeing is love is the big thing for Miss Selena. So God bless you, Selena, and you enjoy and really revel in this because this is going to be amazing for you.
Okay. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got our next caller. It is Michelle and Stars Caitlin Clare. Are you ready for her?
Sure am.
Okay, Michelle, you're live on the air with Stars Caitlin Clare. Go ahead and ask her your one question.
Hi, thank you. Hello, ladies. Good evening. My question is, I'm wondering, what do you see for me coming up as far as financial increase in the new year 2014?
Okay, Michelle, I'm going to shuffle the cards, and we shall see. Noisy things that they are. Okay. Financial increase. I see you changing jobs. And ultimately, the final outcome of this reading is success. But you're going to need first, as indicated by the Four of Swords, to put something to rest before you can reach this, you know, financial goal that you've set for yourself. And I'm also seeing, the death card, meaning you're going to completely transform however you're making your financial means right now. Something drastic is going to change. And I'm also seeing a change in your boss, as indicated by the King of Wands reversed.
Well, I'm actually
However,
looking
ultimately,
to begin
this is going
a business,
to lead,
so,
this is going to lead to your success.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
I don't have a boss right now. No, because I don't have a boss right now, and I'm looking to start a business. So maybe that's where the change is,
that's
that I'd be the boss.
The change that I'm picking up, because it's completely different from what you're used to doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do see
I do see
ultimate success and your financial goals that you have set for yourself, your checklist being all ticked off.
Okay.
Previously in the past that you felt caught and stuck as indicated by the web.
Yeah.
But you're in the process of putting to rest something. I don't know if you have like self-doubt, is my business really going to work? Do I really need to go back to working for someone else? But I do see an ex-boss here that was a part of this decision to make this transformation to have the success. So, yeah, success is there, definitely.
Four.
And it's different than anything you've ever done before.
Yes, it definitely is. Definitely.
Yeah, and you're trusting your gut on this one because you got the Queen of Cups here, too, indicating your intuition that you trust your gut, you're going to find the success, even though it's like, wow, this is the last thing I ever thought I'd be doing.
Right on. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Michelle.
Thank you.
Deal with your cross. Come out and honor
it. It was an oral contract.
Okay, moving right along here. I've got so many callers, I'm pulling my hair out. Not really. Okay, we're done with Michelle. We're going to go to Mary. So, Stars Maya, are you ready for Mary?
I'm ready for Mary.
Okay, Mary,
Hello?
You're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead.
Hi, Stars Maya. Are you the one that does the medical intuition?
I am a medical intuitive. Yes, Mary, I am.
Okay, well, can you tell me what is going on with me or if I will get to the right doctor to cure the illness that I have going on for a long time, a very painful thing?
Okay. I want to say I'm sorry that you're struggling, and we have to be very careful with what we say So obviously you want to make sure that you see the right doctors. You've definitely been moved around. I don't feel that they're taking you seriously. Someone is missing the clue. Very much so. I am shown that you are going to be sure and listen to the broadcast if you didn't, because I think you're going to find some answers within there. But my guys are letting me know that you are going to find the right doctor, and they are going to put these pieces together, because what's happening is everything is being treated almost individually or singularly, and they're not putting it together right the way that they need to. But I am shown that there's going to be a new, I'm getting a white coat, so some type of new doctor that's going to become involved in your case, and I do feel that they're going to put things together, and it's going to make all the difference. They're going to get you where you need to be to get you healthy and get your health restored and make sure that you put out that positive energy. I know that when you're not feeling well and you're confused and you're being shifted around and you know, told this and told that, I know that I'm asking a lot of you, but have faith and really put out that positive energy. And I feel like by mid-February, and I know that probably sounds really long, and bless your heart for all you've been through, I can feel it in my body, and I'm going to need to get that right out because it's really overwhelming. Bless your heart. I am so sorry. But you are going to get better, and they are going to figure it out, and it's not going to be anything that you are going to need to worry about as far as,
serious. Real serious.
That's right. I mean, it's serious because it's affecting your life, so I don't want to say it's not serious, but it's not life-threatening is what I'm going to tell you. So be sure and follow through. You're going to be getting a recommendation from someone, and you may think, why this type of physician or why this, but please follow through with that because they're either going to be the ones or they're going to lead you, because I'm getting a two, so I feel like there's going to be two things. And I'm going to say, if it's okay with you, I'd like to say some special prayers for you, Mary.
Please do. Yes, please do.
I will, Mary. Hang in there, sweetie. You're going to be okay, and you're going to be so much better. This your life is going to change very quickly here. You're going to be just so much better. So please keep in touch and let us know. We care very much about you, Mary. And God bless you.
Everything, and I will let you know if I get the answers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I wish you
Thank
all
you.
Happy New Year. Thank you
Thank
so
you,
much.
Mary. You
Take
too.
Care,
God
Mary,
bless.
And come back and see us.
I sure will. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, I don't know if we lost Caitlin. Let me see.
Caitlin, no, I'm
are
here.
You still, okay, because your one phone number dropped off.
Oh, who knows? Probably the grandma.
I got all these calls going every which way. Okay, well, we're going to go to the next caller, and it's going to be Sharon. And for those who are calling in, I will get to you. I have to do this so that the girls, I call them the girls, know who's next. So just hang in there. Some people have dropped. Some people have called back in again, but I will get to you, so just hang in there. Okay, so we're going to connect you with Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. You're live on the air with Stars Caitlin Clare. Go ahead and ask your one question, please.
Hi, ladies. I would like to know what kind of energies or what kind of things exciting is coming for me in the beginning of the year.
Okay. This is the kind of readings I love.
Oh, cool.
Open-ended. Anything can happen.
Right.
And since we have that nice super new moon starting on January 1st, definitely take advantage of it. You are coming into a period of harmony and letting go of all kinds of things. You have sacrificed, and you are in a period of change. You, too, are putting stuff to rest, as indicated by the Four of Swords. And I'm showing the Green Man reversed. You're moving past a relationship that's going to bring you harmony, as indicated, you know, here by the Two of Cups. And I'm showing Sacrifice reversed, the Druid reversed, and then we have the Knight of Swords, which represents change. Your life is going to change dramatically for the better. You're going to let these old ghosts be old ghosts, and they're not going to haunt your every thought anymore. Restriction on money is also going to improve by the Five of Discs. And you're going to take more time for yourself. The Page of Cups represents reflection. We take more time to spiritually nourish ourselves. So I'd say, yeah, the beginning of the year, you really put to rest all that stuff that needs to be put to rest. You know, whatever this past hurt is, I'm picking up, you know, some kind of like verbal abuse, emotional abuse. This is going to be put to rest once and for all, and you're moving into a period of peace and harmony with yourself.
Wonderful.
You're going to be feeling perfectly okay within your own skin.
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Exciting. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Happy New Year and namaste.
Happy New Year to you too.
Okay, well, I guess we still have some more time.
Oh, my. Did everybody drop?
I don't know.
Well, I'm here. This is Stars Maya.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay, I'm back. I've got so many people that have called in after the hour. Now, the show runs 30 more minutes. I will get to everybody, so you just have to kind of hang in there. But I do have the next caller. Okay, and it's for you, Stars Maya, correct?
Yes.
Yes, I'm remembering something anyways. Okay. All right, we're going to go to Sharon is the next caller. Sharon, you were just on, correct?
Yes, I was just on.
Yes.
Well, you can tell I got a lot of calls. I'm not used to this. I will get more organized the next time. Okay, so we got to do this. Hold on. Okay, I know who we have now next. Okay. Okay, Stars, Caitlin, you have Vince that I'm connecting
it's
you Maya's with right
turn,
now.
But...
Oh, okay, Maya, are you there?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, Vince.
Hi,
Vince.
How are you?
You've got Stars Maya on the air. Go ahead and ask your one question, please.
Hi. Okay, Maya, I just wanted to find out what you see as far as career and money for me, like yesterday.
Okay, Vince, you said you want to know what I see as far as current money yesterday?
Career and money, and I... Because, yeah, I'm in a bind and unemployment is ending.
Vince, you are in a bind. What my guides are saying is that you are going to work through this, but there is going to be some sacrifice. That part of this is just some universal influences. Part of it is some choices that you made, and there's no reason to beat yourself up over it or stress out. The best thing that you can do is stay positive. I wish I could tell you the pot of gold is going to be there when you wake up tomorrow, but it's not. But you are going to survive this, and there's a huge lesson here for you. And consequently, your financial, the way that you view all this, is going to shift drastically. And I feel like everything is going to change for the better, for your best potential and your greatest good. And you will get out of this. It's going to be right down to the last very second, almost, I feel like. But something is going to come through for you. So try not to stress out and worry because you are sending that negative energy out. Try to just stay positive, keep the faith, and this will resolve. And, again, a little bit of sacrifice, but it's not going to be devastating, and things are going to improve, and you're going to make that happen. I hope that answers your question for you, Vince.
Yeah, so you see a job coming for me soon?
Very soon, yes. Yes, something is going to break, very unexpected, and it's just going to be a whole new way for you of looking at things. So all this is very necessary. I know it's easy for me to say, but it's just a very tough life lesson right now, Vince.
you are going to be okay. Just keep telling yourself that. And in just a few months, you're going to look back, and everything is going to be so, so, so much better for you. I wish you all the very best. God bless you, and thank you for your call tonight.
Thanks. Is it a job? One of the job that I'm thinking about, is it a job that I turned down back in September? I reapplied for another position. I talked to a girl today, and she said she's going to be going through the applications and give me a call. It's a big, huge box company, and I'm wondering if you see that one.
I believe that I'm not really getting anything too specific about boxes or
companies,
but I am getting something about a prior connection, so I'm going to go with a yes on that, Vince.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you're very welcome. God bless you, and thank you for your call.
Okay, you have a great New Year.
You too.
Okay, Stars, Caitlin, are you ready for the next call?
Sure am.
Okay, I'm going to put in Debbie. She got dropped and she was in the room, and Debbie's going to be next.
Okay.
Hiya, Debbie. Go ahead and ask your one question for Stars, Caitlin Clare.
Hi, Caitlin. I was actually going to ask a medical question, but I think you do, if I listen correctly, astrology.
Yes, I do.
So I guess I'll just have you draw some cards for me and tell me what
you see.
Okay,
we can do that. Did you have a specific question?
I did. It was going to be about my my medical condition, if it's going to get better.
Okay. Let's take a peek. Well, things are going to drastically change because I don't think you've necessarily been getting the answers or information that you really need to get. The good news is that the financial burden is going to be lifted, so you don't need to necessarily worry about the finances to take care of your medical condition. But you're searching literally for solace, as indicated by the Six of Swords here, and you will have it, but things are going to seem like they get a lot worse before they get better, as indicated by the Tower. Everything is going to need to change, and you're going to literally kind of start over, which I know is kind of a pain in the butt, but ultimately it's going to be for the best. The King of Discs here rules literally the earth, and that which stabilizes us. So you're going to come through this okay, but it's going to seem to get a little bit worse before it gets better. Everything
literally
is going to change.
Literally. It is a pain in the butt.
Yeah, you are going to get the solace that you're seeking, though, but you're in the trial right now. You know, you're going through the gauntlet.
Okay.
But it's going to get better. You're going to get the answers that you're seeking, and you're going to get a much better team on your side. You're going to get the information that you want.
Is society
and you have a lot of support from friends
Ooh.
And family too. So don't forget
Ooh.
To lean on them. Don't try and be brave all the time.
Ooh.
But this has challenged your soul, as indicated here by the Page of Cups, which indicates reflection. But the Lovers also comes up in the situation. So you've got an ally here, somebody who just cares so deeply for you. This could be a husband or a lover or I don't know who, but they're a person that you need to be turning to for support through this. But ultimately, you're going to be fine. The earth is stability, and it's also financial stability. So don't worry. The money will be there, you know, even though things seem horribly expensive in the medical world, I know, you know, even with insurance. But you're going to be fine. But the Tower is going to knock everything down so it can be built back up correctly. And you're going to definitely get the care and get your stuff taken care of, you know, definitely. And we've got the King of Cups, just because I'm nosy and I'm taking another peek here. Yeah, that pretty much, you know, nails it right there that, you know, emotionally you're going to come through this like a king.
Okay.
Like a boss.
Because I was worried I was going to have to file bankruptcy.
No. The money's going to be there. It seems like that right now, but no.
Okay.
The money's there. The restriction is going to be lifted.
Thank you.
Seems like, oh, my God, it can't get any worse, it actually gets better.
Good.
Okay?
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all y'all, too. Thank you.
Okay, hi, this is Stars Maya, and we're just going to wait for StarsCast to connect us with the next call. So it's been definitely a great evening, a lot of information, a lot of good callers, and I just wanted to touch on the medical intuitive. I myself, of course, Stars Caitlin, as you, if you just heard, she took the last call. You know, we can always help out, but we do have to adhere to, you know, rules, boundaries, and regulations. And please, for those of you that may be seeking the services from any other other than you know, Stars, psychics, if you're seeking services from another platform, please, by all means, be careful. Never take the advice of anyone but a qualified physician for any type of medical procedures. And if you have any questions or concerns, always see your doctor. Don't you agree, Stars Caitlin?
Yes, I do. Now, being an astrologer, when I'm doing somebody's personal chart, sometimes things will come up that do point to various things you should watch out for medically. But we, on the whole, cannot offer the medical advice that a qualified doctor can offer. The same thing goes for legal advice. We are not lawyers. We're intuitives, and we're soothsayers. If you have, you know, concerns about your doctor, we could probably suggest, well, maybe he's not the best guy for you, get a second opinion. But as far as, you know, curing cancer, no, not so much.
Right.
But, you know, if you have spiritual concerns about illness or challenges that you have, you know, we're certainly here for you to get you through that. And to, you know, certainly, you know, suggest if you need a second opinion and that comes up in the reading, yeah, we're going to tell you to go get a second opinion, or that, or things going to get better. Sure, we can see that too. But as for actual advice that comes from a doctor, no, no.
Right, right. This is Stars Maya, and I would agree. Oftentimes I will be speaking with a client and I may pick up on an issue that that client is experiencing. And the first thing I'll say is, you know, have you been to a doctor? If not, you need to do so. I agree with Stars Caitlin. You know, we can advise you as far as your current position. You know, a lot of times we are able to see what's going on, and we can let you know that, you know, things will improve, or go ahead and, you know, like Stars Caitlin said, get a second opinion. That's always a good idea. But never trade off the services. I don't think you would ever have to worry on StarPsychics.com, but there's other not so
nice.
Good
ethical.
Yeah.
There's some non-ethical sites out there where people will tell you anything as long as you pay them. And Stars is not like that. We do this because we love what we do.
That's right. That's right. And they're never ever go against your primary care or your specialist, your physician, your doctor, or, you know, I am totally on board with, for those clients that prefer a holistic physician or doctor, but as long as they're, you know, an actual holistic licensed practitioner, going that route, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just a choice that you make. But always take that advice. Never go for any kind of, you know, well, we'll do a spell. You'll never find that on this site. We would never get me started. Yeah, I know. I won't. We better not go there with Stars Caitlin.
Yeah.
And,
that beep. That's said.
But we can often help, and we can often guide you, and sometimes I know, speaking for myself, I can see issues. And, you know, I feel that, you know, my motto is first do no harm. So, for example, if I'm speaking with a client and I might be feeling that this client, I'm just going to give an example, my guides show me that this client has got high blood pressure, I may mention to the client, you know, are you currently on any medication, or have you been told by a physician
that you have high blood pressure. Well, of course, if they say to me, no, I haven't been to the doctor in 4 years, my advice is going to be, you know, my guides are suggesting that you really need to see a physician and have that checked out. Or if they say, yes, I'm aware of that, I am on high blood pressure medicine, then I may say something like, my guides are nagging me about this, so I would suggest that perhaps if you haven't seen your doctor in the last couple months, you may want to have that rechecked, because that something like that often you need a higher dose or a different medication needs to be added. So things like that, medical, you know, intuitively we can do, and there's a lot that we perhaps can see, whether it's using, you know, astrology, tarot, or our guides, we can see, but we're not always free to share everything just because we do have to, like Stars Caitlin said, the same thing with legal advice. You know, we can definitely see, most of us can see if you're going to lose your home, there's going to be a foreclosure, but we can't give you legal advice. I mean, I wouldn't say to someone, you know, well, I would, you know, go buy $400 of this stock because I've got a good feeling on it. I could perhaps say to you, you know, if you're asking me what are your lucky numbers or lucky days, I'm getting that Thursday, Saturday, and Tuesday are good days for you. So if you do play the lottery, if this is something you do, those would be good days for you to play the lottery. And, of course, I would always ask everyone to use their common sense, you know, don't spend the money that's for the baby's milk, of course, on lottery tickets. Believe me, if we had that type of ability, we may still do this work because it is our calling, it's our life, it's not our job, but we would already have won the lottery if it was that easy, right? Right, Caitlin?
Indeed. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that because when I was a student studying at the Carol Ryder Institute, we used to do the California lottery chart, and my birth chart happens to coincide very nicely with the California lottery chart. I have yet to win a dime. Fate also plays a role, and it says, ha ha. Now, granted, I'm very grateful for the things I have. I get to own a home in the beautiful, you know, Redwoods, but it's not a mansion. And nobody pays my mortgage but me and my husband.
Yes, I love that. And I say that a lot to my clients. I'll say, you know, believe me, I don't live in some castle. I had a very good client that over the years, you know, you develop a close relationship with some of your clients. And that was always a joke. She used to say, you know, I used to always picture you as this, like, princess in a castle. And I said, oh, no, I have 7 dogs. Are you serious? I don't live in a castle, no. I'm grateful for the things that I have, for a roof over my head, and I'm grateful that God's allowed me to do what I was put on this earth to do, and that's to help other people. And, you know, I always feel blessed when a client allows me to share their journey in life with them. To me, that's a gift. To be able to be a part of someone's life, to touch their life, and if I can help them, that's wonderful too. And I'm sure you feel that way as well, Sarge Caitlin.
It's all worth it. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the spiritual advice, you know, that we offer, because this is our gift, while we're not doctors and we're not lawyers, and, well, some of us are rocket scientists. I actually studied with 2 women who built the Mars rover when I was studying astrology and went on to teach. Yes, they actually built the Mars rover. So there are rocket scientists who do this. But, you know, we're here to help people, and that's the greatest reward. You know, and the spiritual advice we can offer, it may not solve your medical problem or your legal problem, but sometimes if you're able to solve the spiritual problem, the other things fall into place.
Very, very true. Very true. If you think of everything is interconnected, and, you know, so I feel that if you... That's why you don't have to be going through a difficult time to take advantage of a reading. And, again, that star psychic, stars with a Z, as StarsCast always says, because they're special, and her site really is special.
but you don't have to wait for a problem to arise. A reading can be very helpful in letting you know what lies ahead, and we can, and definitely, if we can help you spiritually align with yourself and make you aware of what might be the obstacles, it will affect all areas of your life, and you will see improvement, job, finance, love, and definitely health as well. I mean, that's a proven fact. You look at the biggest clinics, and we've spoken about this before on our show, that even the big Mayo clinics and Mayo, if you say it that way, cancer research, all these clinics, they now have a whole department that is nothing but spiritual and holistic. So that just shows you that, you know, there's definitely that component. And as far as any person that is enduring a chronic illness, your spiritual well-being is paramount. I mean, it's just absolutely essential that you have a good spiritual self and a good positive outlook, and we can definitely help you with that. So, I also really feel, and I'll see what you think, Stars, Caitlin, January is one of the best times to stop in for a reading to see what's ahead, because it really does give you a heads up on what to expect, the good. And again, you know, if there's obstacles or lessons, we can see those and we can prepare you and help you. You know, it's kind of like taking a refresher course on something and getting a little bit of homework. And when you go into that job, you're one step ahead of the game, and the game is life. So would you agree with that, Stars, Caitlin? Hopefully she's there. Are you still there, Stars, Caitlin?
Yeah,
I'm
still here.
Stars Maya, I've got other people waiting here, and thank you for holding down the fort, because some of these people that I have spoken with, I must tell them, we will not get to you because the show will end at 9 o'clock. I have it for 2 hours, and that's it. So come back next week on Wednesday from 7 to 8. Or you can certainly talk to one of my advisors at starpsychics.com. Your first 5 minutes are free. It's a beautiful place. And I'm going to start with Laura. Let's go to her, see if we can get her in here, Maya.
Okay,
Laura, you're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if you see anything coming up for a career change for me in 2014.
Hi, Laura. Yeah, Laura, your energy is really low, and whatever's going on with you career-wise, definitely you need to vamp up and you need to change. And I feel like I definitely see a career change. It's going to take some action on your part. So make sure that, you know, we just talked about having gratitude. So what I would suggest is that if you recently did your resume, I'd like to see you redo that and imagine as you're doing your resume, or if you have someone do it, that's okay too. But really put the power of positive thinking into that and imagine that the person on the receiving end, or if you're going through a third party, that works the same way. But, yes, there's going to be a career change. I feel like it's going to be a little off the beaten path. It's not going to be exactly what you're doing, and it's going to take advantage of some of your abilities and experience. But, yes, and I see this in the first quarter of the new year. So stay really positive, because I just feel like it's very, very, my guides are just stressing to me that it's important that you stay positive, because this could even be someone that you happen across, not even thinking at that very moment about the job. So make sure that your presentation, by that I mean your energy, is at a high level, and show gratitude for what you're going to receive, because you are going to receive this. And I do wish you the very best in 2014, Laura. And, yes, the job is going to change, and you're going to have a lot of great changes as a result of that, and this weight, this burden is going to be lifted. So the best of luck to you.
What's off the beaten path mean, though? I don't understand what that means.
I just mean that I don't see you doing exactly the same thing as that what you have been doing or are doing right now. It's very similar, and it's going to take advantage of whatever your skills or abilities are, but it feels like it's just a little bit different, and I feel like you need that. It feels like a challenge to me. So that's what I mean by that.
Okay, thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Laura.
Happy New Year to you. Okay, let's see how many. Well, we've got about 6 minutes left, so we're going to go right off to Desmond here. And, Caitlin, that's going to be yours.
Okay.
Hiya, Desmond. You're live on the air with Caitlin Clare. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great, Desmond. How are you?
All right. Yes, I have a friend, female friend, and she's kind of confused whether to choose me or her ex that she has children with. I was kind of wondering where she at with that decision.
Okay. Let's take a peek here. God, to be honest with you, she's really not in a place to be in a relationship at all. This is not baggage that you want. This can only end in disaster, and I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you've got the Tower reversed here, and you've got the Lovers reversed, and then you have the King of Cups reversed, which is indicating you, and then the Stability reversed. So if you pursue a relationship with this particular person, it's not going to be a very happy one. She's not in any place to be in any kind of relationship. Every single card except for one in this reading is reversed outside of the Nine of Swords, which means we must put to rest the past. It is time to move on. I hate giving bad news. I like to give nice, pretty readings, but this is not one of them. And I don't see anything, but we've got the Nine of Swords as an outcome here, which indicates suffering. This woman is only going to hurt you.
Okay. Yeah, well, I kind of know she's already been hurt real bad. So.
Yeah, she's not in a healthy place. She's not in a good place at all to be in any kind of relationship. If you were to pursue a relationship with her right now, at this moment, with this energy, it would end in disaster and suffering.
Okay.
I'm very sorry, like I said, to be the bearer of bad news, but literally every single card, even I'm peeking here, and it's just saying no, 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 and you might even lose money over this if you pursue it, so... This needs to be put to rest, hon. There's better coming for you. Change will happen, but not until this mess is put to rest. She's in no place. She can't be there for you. She can't be there for her.
No, okay. Well, it was informative, and it wasn't so much bad, just informative. Good for me to know. Okay.
Yeah, I got to be honest. And, you know, when the universe says no, it means no. You know, but it leads to a better path. Something better is definitely coming for you. But if you continue on this path, it will not be successful.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Desmond.
Thank you, Desmond, for coming with us, and come back and see us, okay? And go to the site if you'd like a more in-depth reading.
All right, thanks
a
lot.
And Happy New Year to you. Okay.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay, we have time for probably one more, and this is going to be Sonia, and I'm sorry to all those who are listening that didn't get, we're running out of time. Stars Maya?
Hi.
This is yours. You have about a minute to give her a little quick reading here.
Yeah, what's going on? Hi, thanks for my call. I want to ask a question about career. I'll be start looking for another position for the next year. I mean, I am still employed now, but the position is going to end early summer. So I wanted to see what you're picking up as far as me finding another job.
Okay, Sonia, so you're currently employed and you're asking me if I see changes that are going to come in 2014.
Yes.
yes, I do see that there's going to be a change. I don't see that it's going to be immediate right mm-hmm. away, but you definitely, when the time comes, I feel like it's going to be a good change and it's needed. And I feel like there's just a little bit of drama where you work. So this is going to be a positive change and it's needed. And don't be afraid, because I feel like there's some fear within you about making a change, even though you anticipated as well. We only have a minute. So the answer
awesome.
To your question is yes, I do see you making a change. And the environment is going to be much better for you, and you don't have to keep bringing this drama home with you. So I wish you a very happy New Year. God bless you, and thank you so much for your call, Sonia.
Thank you. And to everybody who did not get called, I'm sorry. We just ran out of time. Please go to starspsychics.com, S-T-A-R-Z. Oh, we can continue on. It's recording. I don't know if we can do this or not. But maybe we can. So don't go away, everybody. We're going to run this. I'm not taking any more callers except the ones that are in the queue. So don't go away. I hate to disappoint people, as everybody knows. Okay, so the next one's going to be Lisa. And, Caitlin, this is going to be yours. Lisa, you're on the air with Stars Caitlin Clare.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Are you there? Hello?
Oh, did she drop?
No. Okay, Charmaine, are you there?
Absolutely. Hi.
Hi, Charmaine.
Gosh, I mean, the place is jamming tonight. We're on recording right now, so. Okay, this is your next. This is the next one you're going to read. It's going to be Caitlin Clare. So go ahead, Charmaine. Ask your question.
Hi, Caitlin Clare. Just wanted to quickly, do you see anything as far as romance in my life? I am very cautious, very guarded, very afraid to make the first move as far as guys go. But I'm wondering, do you see anyone new coming into my life this year?
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
You have really learned not to trust your gut, because we've got you as the Queen of Cups, but it's reversed. You're not trusting your gut. Trust your gut, because you got the King of Cups right beside you, and he
oh.
is emotionally healthy, spiritual. This is a good guy. So, yeah, that was the first card that came up. And this totally changes how you look at relationships. This is going to be a relationship because you got rebirth right here. Change. You have never been in a relationship like this. This man treats you like the queen that you deserve. And here we go with Ten of Cups reward, the best romance card in the deck. You won. You won the guy lottery, honey.
Oh,
you
my
win.
God.
Yep. And it's because you've learned from these past unsuccessful relationships that have just tried your patience to no end. And it's made you not trust your gut. Trust your gut next time. This is the one. This
wow.
Could, this,
do you know?
Yeah, this could lead to marriage and the whole nine yards. You won guy lottery.
Do you have any specifics about him when I'll meet him? Do I already know him?
You can meet him as in little of a few months. The romance is really going to get hot and heavy and blossom in the summertime, as indicated by all the cups. Cup. That indicates the summertime. That's probably when he's going to ask for a committed relationship.
Okay.
But you're going to meet this guy within the next 2-3 months max.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you so much.
It doesn't get better than that, hon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
Happy
for you.
New Year. Take care, ladies. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to try to see if I can connect with Lisa here. Hi, Lisa, are you there?
Huh.
Lisa? No, I guess not. Okay. All right, we're going to go moving on down to, we have Mary Lou.
Hi.
Hi, Mary Lou, are you there?
I am. Thank you for
you've been so patient and wonderful. You'll be live on the air with Stars Maya, so go ahead and ask your question.
Maya, I would really like to know if anything positive develops in my love life in 2014.
Oh, boy, do you ever need that, right?
Don't we all?
We do, we do. Yes, my guys are telling me that they're saying yes, that you're actually going to have, you're going to be a little bit of a busy bee, and you're going to need to take some action for that to happen. So, unfortunately, Prince Charming doesn't just fall, you know, through the roof and land right next to us in bed and, you know, propose. That would be so great if it happened. So they're saying that you're going to need to take positive action and that you need to release all the past, all of it absolutely 100%, just like you take the garbage out whenever the garbage comes or however you deal with your garbage, release the past, open yourself up to the new 2014. You've paid your dues. If you can keep track, and when the red flags come up, instead of waiting around until you're involved or until it gets too dramatic and you end up in a very negative situation, which just brings you down all the more and takes you further away from meeting the person that is your soulmate and can become your life partner, you need to move through these quickly. I feel like there might be a few romances, and that's just short-lived, or maybe a few dates, and that's just preparing you a little bit. But in 2014, by the end of it, I am shown that if you follow these guidelines, you will be with a person, and this is going to be a soulmate that has the potential to be a life partner. So I am so glad to give you that wonderful news.
Do I know them?
I feel like if you do, you know them very not, you don't know them well. So the first thing my guide said is throw everything out of the past away. So if this is someone that you've had a past relationship with, I feel that's what they mean, and that would be a no then.
Okay.
Okay, if this is someone that you've just recently met or that you've just had a couple conversations with, it's possible. But the first thing they said to me is that in order for you to get to from point A to point B, they said you had to let go of the past, all of it. Remember?
Yeah, but wouldn't that be a little bit of forgiveness?
Well, I mean, you can take it
I'm not quite sure.
That's all I can tell you is that my guide said that for you to meet that 2014 is an amazing year for you, and it's a year of great potential, and that there may be a few romances, and that it shows very, very strongly a chance for you to meet a soulmate who can go on to be a life partner without drama and compromise and all this other stuff. But they also told me for you to get to that point, you have to take out all the garbage and release all the past. So you can take that, if you have someone that you feel like if you forgive, it can get better, then that's the choice that you
get to know better by not, yeah. taking it to a different level. How's that?
That's very possible. Yes, taking it someone that you don't really have never had a actual relationship with, you know, that it's
but
been something
been in your
very.
Life.
I'm sorry.
But they've been in your life, just not on that level.
That would be possible. Sure.
Okay.
That would be possible.
Awesome.
So, okay. Well, I wish you the very best, Lisa. Happy New Year, and thank you so much for your call.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Okay, we've got two more ladies. Dwight is next. So, Caitlin Claris, this is yours.
Okay.
Hiya, Dwight. You're live on the air with Caitlin Clare. Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. Well, I want to know what is the message that's intended for me to have right now?
The message for I didn't hear the whole of your question, hon.
Right, for I feel like I was it might be a message that's intended for me right now.
Okay. You're in a period of reflection right now, and you need to really understand that the past is in the past. You are in the process of reaping great rewards right now on all levels. The Ten of Cups is the final outcome card for this. You have put to rest, and you really need to believe that you have put to rest. It is indicated here by the Nine of Swords reversed. The defeat is over. The war or whatever that you were struggling with, the struggle is over. You're now in this period, as indicated by the Page of Swords. You're thinking about things. You're building your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations. You're putting those things on your checklist that you want to accomplish, and you're in a cycle of reward. These things are going to happen. You cannot let the defeatist thinking overcome this. That's what's held you back. Also, you need to save your pennies for a rainy day. Prudence is crucial right now. While the reward that's coming is also partially financial, right now, don't spend your money on silly things that you don't need, you know, at least not right at this moment and, you know, the 4 weeks coming up. For the next month, watch your pennies, and you need to trust your gut more. And you also need to believe that you have the courage to be successful. I'm really picking up, and the cards are indicating here, but we've got the Six of Wands reversed and the Two of Wands reversed, is that you're doubting your own potential to have success. It's right above you, and it is your final outcome. Stay thoughtful. Trust your gut. Leave the past in the past. Save your pennies for a rainy day for the next month, and the reward will come. That is the message that the universe is trying to give you right now. Even though it seems like everything was turned upside down in the past, you've got the World Tree reversed, and you've got the Web, which indicates where we're caught. You've come past this lesson. You're coming into the fruition and the reward right now. So stay open to the reward so you can reap it.
Okay.
If that makes sense. You're laughing, so I'm going to take that as a good thing.
And thank you, Dwight, for calling in tonight. We have one more caller that we have to take, so please go to starpsychics.com.
Okay?
You too.
Happy New Year.
Okay, Maya, one more. This is, okay. I'm going to ask him how to say his name again. Hi,
yes.
This is Ashiel? Ashiel? Is that right?
Ashiel.
Okay, Stars Maya, this is the last reading for tonight. Go ahead and ask Stars Maya your question.
My question is, what's coming up for my love life?
Okay, what's coming up for your love life?
Yeah.
It looks to me like right away, I don't really feel like anything really significant is going to come up for you. There still seems to be some sort of attachment going on with someone else, and that needs to be fully cleansed and released. And I feel like maybe even possibly a little bit of healing. I feel that you may be social with people, but I feel it's going to be a little bit later, maybe March, April-ish, before someone important, before you're ready for someone of importance to come in. I don't see you walking alone.
your journey, I'm shown that you do have a partner, so that person is going to enter your life, but I feel like there's going to be a little bit of time. I'm just not seeing that it's that you're going to meet someone right away that's going to be the right person. I feel like you have a little bit of work to do. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. But, you know, I don't even mind dating, you know, in the meantime. I don't even have a date for tomorrow. So it's kind of, you know, hopefully that thing's going to change in terms of dating until I find the right one.
Yes, it is. And, you know, remember that, you know, New Year's, I know traditionally it's a big date night, but not everyone is. And the person that you're eventually going to be with, I'm shown that they're going to be home alone and they don't have a date. So kind of think of it that way and use that time to put everything in perspective for your life so that when the person enters your life, you are the very best that you can be, and therefore that's what you'll attract to you. But you don't have to worry about being alone. From what I'm being shown, this will be your last New Year's Eve, and it's just a day, if you think about it. We, you know, it's like Valentine's Day. All the hype around it, you know, can make us feel so overwhelmed if we don't have some big party and some big date and all that. But you're doing fine. You are on the right path. You're cautious, and that's a good thing. And in the end, your dreams are going to come true. That's the words that my guides use. They said, just remember, in the end, your dreams will come true. So I'll leave you with that, and I wish you a very, very happy new year.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and go to StarsWithAZPsychics.com if you want a more in-depth reading.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies, we're going to wrap it up here. I have to thank you guys for talking all that time and then doing all of these calls. I mean, you guys were tremendous, and the chat room was jammed full. We couldn't have any more people in, and I'm wondering if maybe we should do the radio on a Monday night instead of Wednesday.
I think so.
I know. And can I say one thing, because it's just tearing me to pieces?
Yeah.
Sure.
Giggles.
Oh, yeah, he's drunk. He's a troller. You know, you're good when you got a hater.
There you go. Great way to look at it. Okay.
Yeah, well, I disconnected him anyways. But
he was slurring, and I couldn't understand his question hardly. I had to ask him twice. So that's usually a good indicator on my end that somebody's, you know, intoxicated. And, you know, just kind of a heads up, you know, please don't call us, you know, wasted. It's hard to read.
Yeah, well, anyways, it's late for you guys, and I'm really serious. I think we should do this on Monday night. I think we'll get a better response.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, works for me, actually works really well for me.
If I would have taken everybody, we would have gone until almost 10 o'clock.
Wow.
That's
how many
people
were
in line. Well, the bad part for me is that they'll drop. I put a number by their name, and their first name it goes in a box. And when they drop, then I lose their plate. They don't understand, and I try to fit them back in. So that's why I was kind of juggling some people around, because I lost like three or four of them, and I can't change that, you know. So that's the only difficulty I have, is because I like to get everybody in as best as we can, but I mean, after all, you gals are so wonderful to give of your time. And this is, we're going longer. We are going on recording, which is not going to be on the air. So, anyways, I want to thank you both.
And
Happy New Year.
I just was going to say, you know, why not take advantage and go ahead and book for the 2 hours, and if we end sooner, so be it.
That's right. And
I think we should
do it on Monday night now, and I think we're going to be busy. And, you know, Candy, Priestess Candy, she pumps this up all over Facebook, everywhere. I mean, every page she has, all my pages. And now we're doing a little contest. I'm going to give 20 minutes away because we're at 900, and I think we're like, I don't know how many away from 1,000 likes on Facebook. And so she's working that angle. she says, why can't we give something away to get more likes? And I said, well, we can do it and try it. Why not? It doesn't matter to me, you know.
She is a marketing genius, Priestess Candy. I love her to bits.
Oh, well, you know, she's really doing a lot. She really, really is, and I really appreciate her.
She gives so much to the community.
I think we should do 7 to 9 and do it on Mondays, ladies.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
I can do
that. And then if I don't have a lot of callers, well, then I'll just say, okay, ladies, I guess we're going to wrap it up or whatever. But, yeah. But
sure.
We need a topic for next week, so let me know. I'm going to let you guys go because it's late for Christy and I. But, Caitlin, what time is it there? 6-something?
Yeah, it's 6:19. I'm about to get in the hot tub.
Okay, cool. And I'm about ready to lose my voice, but I had fun tonight. I really felt like Lily Tomlin at the switchboard.
I know. It was crazy. And, yeah, we'll come up with something. It's only 8:19 here. I mean, we could even, Caitlin and I could probably even go further with our predictions, really. I mean, I know I could.
If you want to do, we really got a lot of callers.
Yeah, we could. I could do the year for each sign if you want.
Okay, so I just need the title. I don't want to call it Predictions 2014. I could say part two. What's the difference? I'll come in. And
yeah.
I can elaborate when I do the little what the topic is about. I can say, that we'll be going over the sun signs. And then, Christy, Maya, how do you want me to handle your end? What do you think?
You could just say, whatever more specific information Maya shares, her guide's vision, something like that, I don't know, I can
or
think about it.
We could do visions of 2014 and leave it open-ended, and it could be astrological visions, horoscopes, Maya's guide,
visions
my guide.
For 2014? Should we call it that?
Sure.
Say it again.
Visions/predictions for 2014,
because some people might say they'll expect from you, Caitlin, visions. You see what I'm saying? So people have
what
this
about,
idea.
Oh, God, they'd actually make me work harder. I'm kidding.
That's right.
How about something like...
Well, people like predictions. That's the thing. I think that's why this show is so popular, is people like predictions.
You're right, right.
The word itself inspires these people really see this stuff, which we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we could stick with that, continuing on, more specific predictions.
And we could get more specific, and I could get into the zodiac signs and go, okay, Aries, this is what's up for you in 2014, and your guides will tell you whatever information they
have
for you.
I will elaborate all of that when I do what the discussion is about, because I have a big,
cool,
huge box, and I can type in whatever I want.
Cool.
And we're going to change it now to Monday. We had just such a great turnout. I mean, I was floored. They kept calling and calling, and I'm thinking, oh. And then they dropped.
Already happening for the better
and
the positive.
Yeah, this is great. This is a good sign. Good sign. And my Tony is hiring this guy to finish the voice. He's got to tweak something, so it's just going to be a matter of days, and then I'm going to launch that. It won't be
cool.
Until now, 2014, of course.
Yeah,
but
hopefully my family Christmas business will be over soon so I can actually, log in.
Yeah.
I've had 500 freaking relatives.
Oh, well. It's called the silly season. What can you say? So, anyways, I love you guys, bunches and bunches.
Okay.
We'll do it Monday. You'll see my notice. I'll send it real early on Monday so everybody knows.
Okay. Happy New Year, ladies. I love you both.
Happy New Year to you.
Love you all.
I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.